With CAP Radio News, I'm Steve Milne. Democratic state lawmakers rallied at the state capitol yesterday in support of putting a $10 billion affordable housing bond on California's November ballot. CAP Radio's Chris Nichols reports.
Supporters say the bond would help pay for tens of thousands of affordable housing units that are near construction but lack funding to cross the finish line. East Bay Assemblymember Buffy Wicks co-authored the bond proposal. She called California's lack of affordable homes a moral crisis.
We have to do more to ensure that our communities, that our families, that our neighbors, that our friends, our aunties, our uncles, our grandparents, our children have a roof over their head.
John Kupal is president of the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. He says the bond proposal is a flawed solution to a legitimate problem.
The best thing government can do in terms of building housing and housing stock is get out of the way. Let the private sector build housing where it is needed.
The legislature and governor must approve the bond before it can be placed on the November ballot. Chris Nichols, CAP Radio News.
California is suing the city of Huntington Beach to prevent it from moving forward with its voter ID law. Measure A was passed by voters in March. It amends the city charter to require voters to show identification in municipal elections by 2026. Secretary of State Dr. Shirley Weber says the law is a solution looking for a problem and could suppress voter participation.
But it's interesting that we do have lots of history of restricted voting. We have lots of history of barriers that are put before us. And so we should not forget that history, because that history is painful and is detrimental and can have a devastating effect upon what happens in our elections if we forget the history.
Weber and Attorney General Rob Bonta sent a letter to Huntington Beach city officials last year telling them not to move forward with the proposal. They ignored the warning and chose to put the measure on the ballot. Weber and Bonta say it's preempted by state law and therefore invalid. A National Labor Relations Board complaint against the University of Southern California that alleges student athletes should be classified as employees could be entering a new stage. USC says the final set of witnesses for all three entities named in the complaint, the university, the NCAA, and the Pac-12 conference, will testify when the hearing resumes today in Los Angeles. The NLRB claims players on USC's football and men's and women's basketball teams are employees and not student athletes, within the meaning of the National Labor Relations Act. More news at capradio.org.
Support for CAP Radio's regional news comes from Western Health Advantage, a community-based provider working to meet listeners' unique health care needs with a variety of plans this open enrollment season. Information at westernhealth.com.